A very enlightening inaugural address, giving us how youth preaching started with Brahmaji and the crux of the youth preaching, to disobey the parents. So now we have a lecture on A Meaningful Life by Rukmini Krishna Prabhu from ISKCON Punjabi Bagh. He's the temple president of ISKCON Punjabi Bagh. We'd like to welcome him. Thank you very much for coming, Prabhu, here. And we're very honored to have you.
ज्ञानतमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनशिलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने। नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारिणे। Hare Krishna. So I'm feeling very much honored to be here amongst all of you. Somehow this inaugural lecture has come to me and the topic is very interesting, meaningful life. So 2 days back I saw the mail, so I was surprised but to speak on this topic. So I need the blessings and the best wishes of all of you so that I can add some meaning to your life and to my life also. In all the scriptures and in many of Prabhupada's conversations, lectures, purports, we read and we hear the purpose of human form of life. How rare is this human form of life? And by the mercy of all the devotees, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have come to know the real purpose of human form of life. So when this topic was given, meaningful lives, so I was thinking what to speak on this topic. Then I thought, okay, already we know the meaningful, what is the purpose of this life. So how the meaningful Krishna conscious life, you know, how to make our Krishna conscious life more meaningful, more effective. So I'm not at all qualified to speak on this topic. I have some thoughts in my mind. I tried to put in on the some slides, but still they're all jumbled up. So basically I'll be thinking loud and at the end we'll have some discussions. So I have thought of some aspects of meaningful life I'll share with you. And then you can add or subtract whatever you want to do. So there are some thoughts I want to share. So, like in the Antyalila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan Dasakari vetan mora deha prema dhan Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan दास करी वेतन मोरा देह प्रेम धन। सो महाप्रभु सेइंग इज अंतिलीला 20.38, विदाउट लव ऑफ गॉड हेड माई लाइफ इज यूजलेस, देयरफॉर आई प्रे दैट यू एक्सेप्ट मी एज योर सर्वेंट एंड गिव मी द सैलरी ऑफ एक्सटेटिक लव ऑफ गॉड। वंडरफुल वर्ड्स। सो प्रेम धन बिना व्यर्थ जीवन, महाप्रभु हैज गिवन अस द रियल अर्थ प्रेम पुमार्थो महान। And this human form of life is meant for earning this wealth, real wealth, prem dhan. You know? And we all are empowered, we all are blessed by Srila Prabhupada's mercy to pursue for this highest goal of our life. Now Prabhupada normally says this human form of life is the best use of bad bargain. In the material world there are so many difficulties. Amongst 84 lakhs of species we have got this human form of life. This is best, let's make best use of bad bargain. And after coming in under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and bona fide spiritual master, we all are initiated. We know the path. So now it has changed to meaningful life means best use of best bargain. I don't think in the creation any conditioned soul can get so much of facilities as an ISKCON devotee. And especially a brahmachari. Even Brahmaji won't have so much of facilities like a brahmachari from ISKCON. So now our life, purpose of life is how to make best use of this best bargain. You know? And if you are little inattentive, then it can end up in being bad use of the best bargain. You know? And that will be a highly unfortunate thing, you know. Like, it's very difficult for any person to come to Krishna consciousness. We all know that, how much we have to struggle. Like Atul Krishna was saying, in this age of smartphones, there are so many distractions. Very difficult, especially for the young generation, to come here and make them, draw up attraction in them for Krishna. So it's very difficult to come to Krishna consciousness. It is more difficult to come to Krishna consciousness and stay in Krishna consciousness. And it is most difficult to come to Krishna consciousness, stay in Krishna consciousness and be happy. You know? After a few years, we start doubting this slogan, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You know, so much of struggle. You know, but really a happy devotee is the best preacher. Like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying in one of the lectures, it takes one to make one. You know, if you are really feeling satisfied, filled up with Krishna consciousness, if you are really feeling that, okay, I got the real meaning of my life, then we can really create genuine devotees, you know, happy devotees. Like in our Delhi, we have a temple in Dwarka, you all know that, you know. And there we have very dear Amog Leela Prabhu. So, he is always radiating happiness. So in Dwarka, the young kids, when they see Amog Leela Prabhu, they tell their parents, Papa, main Amog Leela jaisa banunga. And the parents also say, yeah, bache, brahmachari banna to Amog Leela jaisa banna. So that's it. That's a wonderful preaching. You know? So, we should not, this thing should not happen with us. Bad use of best bargain. Why I'm using these terms? This sounds very negative terms, but in my practical life also, my personal life also, I've lost many good friends, good preachers. Somehow or the other, they couldn't realize what they have, or some of the circumstances turned in such a way that they couldn't value the wonderful gift we all have with us. Okay, so real meaningful life will be the making best use of best bargain. So I have thought about around 9 aspects of meaningful life. So that, as I said in the beginning, they are all jumbled up. I couldn't coin any acronym or so that you all can remember, but somehow there's some thoughts are there and I'll exchange with all of you. Okay, the first is there's a real life and real life. You know, like Shakespeare said, all life is like a theater, it's like a stage. And our real life starts when we come under with the contact of a bona fide spiritual master. Then we come to know what is the real purpose of my life. You know, that's how the real life starts. The real life starts with the initiation. And what happens? The spiritual master gives us the Bhakti Lata Beach. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very unique definition of Bhakti Lata Beach in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. It is the methods, tools and techniques and for reviving our dormant love of Krishna. That is Bhakti Lata Beach. And after coming in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, we come to know Premo Pumartho Mahan. You know, that to love Krishna is the ultimate goal of my life. And I don't think any one of us would have even heard this term, love of Krishna, before coming in contact with Krishna, ISKCON. You know, and for me personally and for most of the youth, the topmost love for any human being was Desh Prem. That was the biggest sacrifice one can ever make. And our heroes used to be Bhagat Singh or all these patriots. And Srila Prabhupada was also like that. And Prabhupada also got Bhakti Lata Beach from His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada, in the purpose of this Madhya Leela teachings to Rupa Goswami, he emphasizes on this thing, puts a lot of emphasis on this thing, that we should take this Bhakti Lata Beach very, very seriously. You know? Whatever instructions we receive from the spiritual master, it has to be taken very, very seriously. And Prabhupada said, that became my life and soul. After Prabhupada read the Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur's commentary on Vyasatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana, so Prabhupada took the instruction of his spiritual master as his life and soul. That is how we should receive the Bhakti Lata Beach. No? And Srila Prabhupada gives a very easy process, chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles. So the first aspect of our meaningful life, this is our foundation of our meaningful life, chanting attentive 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles strictly. No? This may sound very elementary, but we see over the years, it's not so easy to maintain this initiation vow. So one has to be very much committed of chanting attentive rounds and following 4 regulative principles strictly. This is how to receive Bhakti Lata Beach. Okay? And the second thing comes in cultivating the Bhakti Lata Beach. And the cultivation is done by hearing and chanting. You know? And as a youth preacher, it's a lot of preaching is demanded from us. And one thing gets neglected is hearing. And Prabhupada says in the second canto, second chapter purports, the hearing should have 2 things, both quality and quantity. He says, one should hear sufficiently and properly. You know? Like this verse says, Pibanti ye bhagavat atmana satam katham ritam shraman puteshu sampritam. Sampritam means full. This shraman puteshu, the ear holes should be filled up. Somehow Krishna has designed these ear holes like this. They are like unlimited sky. You can put as much as possible. You know, shraman puteshu sampritam. Ponanti te vishya vidushit ashayam. So they will purify the shraman, hearing, will purify the purpose of our life. Ponanti te vishya vidushit ashayam. Varjanti tat charana sararantakam. So hearing, sufficient and proper in quantity and quality. That will keep on purifying our purpose of life. That will keep on reminding us what is the true purpose of my life. Srila Prabhupada says, hearing maintains the mental equilibrium. Otherwise, there are so many distractions, we lose sight of our aim of life. So hearing regularly and sufficiently and properly maintains our mental equilibrium. So that is and our Bhakti Lata is also getting cultivated. And the third aspect Prabhupada touches upon is protecting Bhakti Lata, which I'm not going in detail. This is the first aspect of our meaningful life. So protection comes, Prabhupada says, we have to be very careful for aprad, hathimata aprad, and weeds, you know, upshaka. And Prabhupada says, the best remedy, the avaran for fencing our bhakti lata is from this Vaishnava aprad is association of devotees. To always remain in association of devotees so that we can safeguard our bhakti lata from aprad and weeds. So that was the first aspect of bhakti, of meaningful life, is really caring for our real life, which starts after initiation. That means taking care of our Bhakti Lata Beach. Okay. Second aspect is Prabhupada says attitude. You know, in the preface of NOI, Prabhupada says advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the follower. And the attitude Prabhupada means is humble and helpless. And Prabhupada is showing by his own conduct. You know, all these aspects we'll discuss, 9 aspects we'll try to discuss from Prabhupada's life. You know, because Mahajana Yegata Sapanta, all these acharyas have made their life perfect and we'll try to follow their example. So Prabhupada says, like Prabhupada, when landed in Boston, and Prabhupada, that Udgar, Prabhupada's Udgar was there, Markine Bhagavat, and Prabhupada is saying, I'm totally helpless. My name is being put as Bhakti Vedanta, I don't have knowledge, I don't have devotion. But somehow I am depending on the power of the holy name and I have faith in the words of my spiritual master. So that was the Prabhupada's humble and helpless attitude. You know, like, however hard we may try, we cannot bypass this third verse of Shishtashtakam. Trinadapi Sunichen, Tarurapi Sahishnana, Amani Namandana Kirtanya Sadahari. However hard you may try, we cannot escape this. one has to pass through this verse if we really want to advance in spiritual life. You know, once like while doing management, I was totally fed up. You know, so many complaints, so much to tolerate. I went to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and I was literally crying, Maharaj, people are not listening. They are putting unnecessary blames on me. What to do? How to manage? Maharaj said, follow this verse, Trinadapi Sunichen, Trorupi Sahishnuna. And he says, if you're not trying to follow this verse, you will keep on rotting in this material world. And you can never be happy. Even if you want to be happy in this material world, you have to follow this verse. So that is humble and helpless. We have to be, you know. That is a real meaningful life. We have to be really aspiring for this attitude. Okay. Like Prabhupada in one of the purports of Bhagavad Gita says, like, we hear so many instructions, we read so many instructions in Prabhupada's purports, and we are not able to follow them. So this was one wonderful phrase I got in purport of 3.31. Any one of you can read, please? Some cordless mic is there? Anyone else can read?
Yeah,
Prabhupada
said,
but an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, become liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. That's very hope-giving. Even if we are not able to follow the instructions, injunctions of the Lord, but one should not be resentful of the principle, and if we are working sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, one will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Okay, so that gives a lot of hope. So we have to feel helpless but not hopeless, you know. And that will give us a lot of strength, and that is the proper attitude Prabhupada has always shown in his life. So that was the second aspect. Third aspect is because we have so many targets to achieve, so many projects, so much preaching assignments. So there's always a conflict, project orientation or people orientation, you know. So and we find in Prabhupada's life, Prabhupada had a unique combination of both. You know, Prabhupada knew when to push people for projects and when to care for the people. And Prabhupada always mixed them up so nicely. You know, whenever Prabhupada had to inspire his American disciple, he used to say, big, big managers, big, big belly. You know, silicon jumping, only melancholy. You know, he used to really rub on their, you know. Then I live. What is the use of your American disciples if you cannot organize a big festival in Mumbai? You know, that's how Prabhupada used to push them. At the same time, Prabhupada used to give so much of love and care also. But in our, we as a youth preacher, sometimes we get too much project oriented, you know, and we forget about relationships. You know, in one of the oil company I used to work, they used to have a slogan, company motto, people above oil, you know. Normally oil is lighter than water, so oil floats on the water. But they used to say that our employees float over oil also. That means they give priority to people than the oil. Oil is such a costly commodity. But for them, the human resources are more, you know, important than this oil. So people above oil. Even the materialist corporate sectors, they have this motto to inspire their human resource. So their devotees, not ordinary people, you know. So we have to be very much devotee-oriented. We have to be very much careful for their emotions. Like Atul Keshe Prabhu was saying, one should not be so ambitious, you know, because personal ambitions will always harm the mission. You know. We may have big, big achievements, we may be big achievers, but we may not receive the mercy of the Lord. Our mission in life is to receive the mercy of the Lord. We need not be achievers, but we should be receivers. So this kind of, you know, by regular hearing and attentive chanting, will always remain attentive that I'm not getting too much pushy, I'm not getting too much project oriented. Okay, that was the third aspect. And fourth is, let every action be a festival. This was a term given by, this sentence was given to us by His Holiness Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj, a disciple of His Holiness Jayaptak Swami Maharaj. Once came to our temple, and in Brahmachari class he was saying, let every action of us be a festival. Like in the beginning days when he used to come, I remember, when a senior devotee put 12 tilaks on my body, I felt so ecstatic, so purified. But now I don't feel like that. Now it's become a routine. But at that time, putting 12 tilaks, first time when I shaved off my head, it was like a mundan sanskar, you know. So nice. And when you see a devotee, we get prasad. When we used to come from outside, from the office, even if we get one khichdi rona, you know, prasad. Oh, so good, so nice, which you valued so much. But now, being in this atmosphere, same Mahaprasad is there, same deities, same devotees. Every day we have to put on tilak. So that ecstasy is missing. But every action can be a festival. And why not? Because all these limbs of devotional service in practice, 64 limbs of devotional service in practice, they are meant to remind us of Krishna. Smaratavyam satatam Vishnu visamritam na jatu chet. So we should always remember Krishna. That is the whole purpose of the 64 limbs of devotional service. And by remembering Krishna, we should feel ecstatic. It's a festival. So we can try to be more attentive in all these activities. Otherwise, we will become ritualistic. And then there is no fun in that. There is no enjoyment. We can't relish these activities. So every action can be a festival. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada, small things used to be a, you know, festival for the eyes. The way Prabhupada used to hold glass, the way Prabhupada used to give, you know, cookies, the way Prabhupada used to cut apple and put it in his mouth. Each and every action, it was so pleasant. So every action can be festival. So at least we should be very attentive in following these normal Vaishnava etiquettes, so that it reminds us of Krishna. You know, that we can try. And Krishnartha Akhil Cheshta. Our life will be meaningful if all our efforts are meant for pleasing Guru and Krishna. Once Prabhupada was saying, everything in this material world is anartha. It is full of anartha. All this technological advancement, all these machineries, all these aeroplanes are anartha. So someone asked him, but Prabhupada, you use aeroplanes, are they meaningless? Prabhupada says, are they? Yes, they are meaningless. Then they ask, why are you using them? Prabhupada said, to make them meaningful. That means anything which is not used in the service of Krishna is useless, is meaningless. And anything which is used in the service of Krishna becomes meaningful. So every action of our life, if it can be dovetailed for the pleasure of Krishna, like His Holiness Jayaptaka Swami Maharaj, once he was giving lecture in East of Kailash, he said, in my earlier days in Canada, somehow I got arrested by police. They put me in jail. Okay. But I was happily chanting. And that the police inspector, seeing me happily chanting, got frustrated. You see, what kind of a person you are? You are still happy. Then said, you want to know the secret? Yes, tell me the secret. Then Maharaj said, very nice thing. Maharaj said, I am happy, still, though I am in jail, but still I am happy because I know what I am doing and for whom I am doing. And the problem with you is you don't know what you are doing and for whom you are doing. It's a very wonderful thing. If you just remember what I am doing and for whom I am doing, then every action we do becomes a festival. Every activity is for the pleasure of Krishna. In Mumbai, early days, there was a Prabhupada disciple called Panch Dravid Swami Maharaj. So he was thinking devotees are freely coming to Prabhupada, consulting Prabhupada. And he was visualizing in coming days, ISKCON will be a very big society. So it won't be possible for everyone to come and approach Prabhupada. So he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, as a society is expanding, it won't be possible for every ISKCON member to come personally and approach you. So then how will we work? How will we serve? How can I realize I am sweeping floor in some part of the world? I am sleeping the floor in temple in some part of the world. You are somewhere. How can I make myself feel that I am doing it for your pleasure? Prabhupada said, yes, ISKCON is very big, but I am very small. And when Prabhupada said, I am very small, so Panch Dravida Swami Maharaj said, I got the thing. Prabhupada said, no. You don't have to do anything. In all parts of the world, it's my responsibility that temples are maintained clean, pots are washed, deities are worshipped. It's my responsibility. You're not doing anything. I am doing everything. But because I can't be everywhere, I need the help of people like you. But like, I am doing deity worship, I need chamar, I tell you to please give me chamar so that I can fan Radha Krishna. And you are giving me chamar, so I am fanning. Similarly, you sweep on my behalf. So I need your help. Whenever you are sweeping, you are sweeping on my behalf. You know. So that was Prabhupada. So all actions can be done for the pleasure of Krishna and for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. That is Krishnarth Akhil Cheshta. You know, that will make our life meaningful. Okay. Meaningful life means meaningful relationships. Spiritual world means relationships, relationships, relationships. Nothing else. And this material world, there are no factual relationships. And we see in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, how loving transactions were there, how loving relationships were there. You know, like Mahaprabhu along with his associates, they used to have, before the Shara, they used to enact the pastimes of Lord Ram. Mahaprabhu used to become Hanuman, and all the associates used to become like monkeys, you know. And they used to have wonderful drama. And sometimes Mahaprabhu used to become a cowherd boy, and Advaita Acharya used to challenge him, you know. I don't think you are a cowherd boy. If you are really a cowherd boy, you take this rod and whirl it around. And then Mahaprabhu used to whirl it around at a very high pace. Then Nityananda Prabhu also used to say, I am a cowherd boy. Let's take this rod. Then Nityananda Prabhu also used to take the rod and whirl it around. So these are all very loving relationships, you know. Sometimes we see a feeling in the society of devotees. Sometimes our relationships are very superficial, very, very official. Or we talk to each other only if we have some, you know, service. And we talk as a, you know, within the range of our designations, you know, official designations. And rarely we go out and we interact with each other beyond designations. So we see each other as a temple commander, as a pujari, as a youth preacher. We don't cross the line of designations. I don't really want to know the depth of a person. So that doesn't help us in making a meaningful, lasting relationships. But meaningful life means meaningful relationships. And in Chaitanya Leela we see that they were all living transactions also and loving corrections also. Like once Brahmanand Bharti, he appeared before Prabhupada, he appeared before Lord Chaitanya wearing deer skin, you know. And Mahaprabhu saw him but neglected him. And he asked Mukundat, hey, where is Brahmanand Bharti? And Mukundat said, he is here. Well, no, he is not Brahmanand Bharti. So Brahmanand Bharti immediately recognized, oh, Mahaprabhu didn't like my deer skin. And I was just thinking, just by wearing deer skin, I was looking for false prestige. So he started repenting. And Mahaprabhu realized this, and Mahaprabhu sent a dress of a sannyasi for him. And then he changed the dress. And then Brahmanand Bharti said, I was very scared that you started neglecting me, so I can't afford this, you know. Although Brahmanand Bharti is much senior to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu used to consider him as spiritual master. So they were loving correction. Brahmanand Bharti was so scared that Mahaprabhu may neglect me. So he couldn't tolerate this. And he said, for me in this world, if Mahaprabhu is neglecting me, what is the use of this life? So they were loving corrections. So similarly, like in our this IYYC, like Kamal Lochan Vapu was saying, this is a wonderful platform for us, for all the leaders, for all the youth preachers to come together, to know each other, so that we develop relationships, you know, especially in the second generation. And whenever we see the leaders coming together, having loving relationship, it gives us a lot of confidence. You know, whenever we see two Prabhupada disciples hugging each other together, in Mayapur Yatra we see, it gives us a lot of confidence. Okay, I'm in secure hands. Similarly, the leader should always come together, and a lot of things can be synergized. You know, the energy and time energy can be saved. We can share our experiences. You know, so these are all meaningful relationships. And then relationships with our equals, relationship with our seniors, relationship with our juniors. You know, like in the starting years, we have our relationship with seniors, but gradually when we become senior, then that relationship is not there. As we become youth preacher, we spend most of our time with the juniors. We get less time with our equals and with the seniors. So that void is always there. So somehow or other, we should take out time. We should organize some retreats where I can be there with my equals also. And there's some sharing of katha. Beyond designations, we can be with each other. Mat chitta, mat gat prana, bodhyanta parasparam, you know. That always gives, that is a true, you know, our true spiritual asset. You know? How many of you organize brahmachari retreats in your temples, like, on regular basis? Very few. Like, some brahmacharis in our temple, they say, Prabhuji, when I was in base, in college, I used to have more of your association. Inspired by that, I joined Brahmachari Ashram. But now there are no camps. Camps means for the college boys. For the Brahmachari, there are no camps. When there are no camps, everyone is busy in his own services. And there are no platform to come together. Brahmachari class is there also. Everyone is preoccupied. Is not mentally present, is thinking of services, somehow it's over. So there's no platform to come together and, you know, share real Krishna consciousness with each other. And without this relationship, heart will feel hollow. And then the material attractions will catch us, you know. So it is a foundation of meaningful life. And we should really put efforts, because relationships won't happen like this. It's not love at first sight. We have to really invest our consciousness. We have to really sacrifice. We have to really cooperate. We have to really tolerate. Then the relationships will come. It's not so easy. You know? So that's a meaningful relationship. Like, we can check up. Is there any person in my community or outside my community where we can really be transparent without any coverage? Where I can really be transparent? Very difficult. Is there any person who can really chastise me? Or correct me? Is there any friend who can say, Prabhu, you're going too far, check up, check, check? These relationships will really help us, because Maya is continuously, you know, after us. Any slip, we can go. So, these relationships will save us. And I have seen practically, I have some friends who really saved me. And, you know, whenever in difficulty, we can open up our heart. So these things help us. Another aspect is this conflict between urgency, urgent issues and important issues. And there's a very nice verse in 7th canto, 6th chapter, 5th verse. Tato yate etkushla kshamaye bhavam ashrita shariram paurusham yavan na vipadyeta pushkalam. Someone can read the translation, please.
Hare Krishna. Therefore, while in the material existence, bhavam ashrita, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. SB 7.6.5.
Yeah, purport please.
A sane man, therefore, is always fearful of falling from his position. This is a regulative principle. One should not fall from his exalted position. The highest goal of life can be achieved as long as one's body is stout and strong. We should therefore live in such a way that we keep ourselves always healthy and strong in mind and intelligence, so that we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. A thoughtful man must act in this way, learning to distinguish right from wrong, and thus attain the goal of life.
Yeah. Very famous line, Prabhupada's purport, so that we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. It's not that we have joined Brahmacharya Ashram, yes, the problems will be less, but still there will be problems. For this is material world. So, and when the problems can be on a personal front, the problems can be because of our health, problems can be in Brahmacharya Ashram, problems can be in the temple, problems can be in the society, problems can be in our family, homes. There will always be some problems. And because of these problems, we lose sight of our goal of life. So Prabhupada is saying, one should always be healthy, one should keep ourselves always healthy and strong in mind and intelligence so that we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. So, it's a very inspiring line. We can always keep this in our mind. So, whenever the problems will be there, we should always try to distinguish the goal of life. You know, what things can help us to always remember our goal of life amidst life full of problems? You know, what things can help us to always be focused on goal of life amidst all these problems? And if, yeah.
When we interact with our fellow devotees, so at that time those thoughts will be stored in our mind, and when we grow up in spiritual life after few years.
Yeah, thank okay. you. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
I am Ram Govind Das from ISKCON Baroda. When we interact with our fellow devotees, we have very sweet memories. And after a few years, when we feel little bit distressed, little bit uncomfortable in spiritual life, we can again start interacting
with them.
Yeah. Interacting with those memories and everything.
Okay. My question was, like Prabhupada is saying, we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. So I was just asking, what things can help us to be focused on our goal of life amidst the so many, if we are faced with so many problems, even in those problems, we can be focused on our goal of life. Yes, Prabhupada. There. Someone can give the mic there, please.
Yeah. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books again and again, and by hearing lectures, yeah, we can understand that our goal of life will be different from these problems.
Yeah, by hearing lectures, by regular reading Prabhupada's books, yes. Behind Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I am Jai Tirchand Das from ISKCON Kathwada. We can always share with our counselors,
yeah,
whenever, if we are unable to diagnose what is the correct path, whenever we feel internally disturbed, then we always have our counselors to share, and then they can give us the vision which we lack.
Yes, Pranji. Yeah. Yes, in the front.
Hare Krishna. This is Amya Madhav Das from ISKCON Bangalore, Narasimha Giridhari Mandir. So, during problems, we can, the sacrifice of our Acharya, sacrifice of spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada can help us and motivate to fix on the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Behind. One more is there, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, I am Samanand Das, ISKCON Amritsar. I think Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittite Kariya Kya Arna Kariya Manasa. This line is the sufficient for the being our goal in the semi-center.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes we require some assistance to remind us this sentence, you know, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. We get bewildered. Yeah, here, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, I am Vrajkumar Das from ISKCON Nagpur. Actually, I was thinking, when we come together in the Association of Devotees for discussing Krishna conscious topics, that is the time where we can actually identify where we are lagging and what is the goal of our life.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes devotees are mixing with devotees, but they don't open up their hearts. And something is going on inside. And one day something strange happens, you know. We don't see the devotees there. I've seen some cases. You must also have seen these cases. So, he is mixing up. Externally, he is appearing very wonderful, very enthused. Because he is not sharing his heart. Because he didn't have that kind of trust in those relationships, you know. And sometimes, some family problems are so much demanding that one gives too much attention to that and then forgets, gets deviated. Like I had a friend, so who had all the plans to join full time. But his father was not so well and he had some problems in family and he was getting continuously transferred in his job. So he thought, okay, this job is, you know, transferable job. So I'll get a kind of a job which is not transferable. And because I'm not so qualified, I think I'll do MBA. And by after doing MBA, I'll get job in some private company where I won't get transferred. So I'll start pursuing MBA part-time. And without consulting, he started doing MBA part-time. And with that, he got so much occupied, he was going away and away from the Devotees Association. And finally, so much drifted away. And then he gave up all the plans of joining the ashram. Then finally he got married and then finally went away from the Devotee Association, gave up Krishna consciousness. A lot of difficulties over 3-4 years, he's again now trying to come back, you know. Very sad case. So that sometimes it happens. So many problems are there. And then it really occupies our mind. And we lose the sight of goal of life. And if we remain focused in Devotee Association, Krishna really gives protection. Devotee Prabhupada says, in the Association of Devotees, the spiritual standards are maintained. In the Association of Devotees, devotional attitude improves. Our service attitude improves. And in the Association of Devotees, we are again and again reminded of our real goal of life. The thing is, we should know how to take the Association of Devotees. So, that way, sometimes we get so much, this urgency addiction is there, and then we feel we neglect our important goal of life. Being introspective. You know. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how you are such a pure devotee? And Prabhupada replied, I was always introspective. You know. So this really helps. You know. Sometimes our preaching life becomes so fast-paced, so we lose touch with ourselves. You know. And sometimes we are performing actions, we don't even know for whose pleasure I am doing this. So introspection, being contemplation, always helps. You know, His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu was sharing that you read 30 minutes and then contemplate for every day. Whatever we read, we should contemplate. You know, how it applies to my life. You know, what is the practical thing I got? You know, the one His Grace here, Hari Lila Prabhu, is from Mayapur. He came to our temple. He said, whenever you open a book and close the book, before closing the book, something must happen in your heart. You know. Then the reading is effective. You know. Instead of a ritualistic reading, we just read and close the book. No. Something must happen. Even if you read for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, something must happen. You know. Prabhupada's purpose are so strong, so wonderful. Prabhupada's personal ecstasies are there. So introspection always helps. Like in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, okay, we should chant in the Association of Devotees. But we can always take out some time to chant in isolation also. No. And there we can pray. Sometimes we don't even time, we get time to go to the deities and pray personally. No, when we used to come from outside, then we used to really pray before the deities. But now sometimes it becomes so routine. And the life becomes so fast-paced, we don't get separate time for singing Vaishnava bhajan. In the program, youth program, okay, then we'll sing Vaishnava bhajan. But separately, for my own purification, we can sing Vaishnava bhajan. or contemplate. I'm sorry, I'm not giving some instruction, I'm just sharing my thoughts, you know, what I'm going through. Like, introspection, we can take out some time. Like already said, one day in a week for yourself, something it is, you know. One day in a month or one day in a week you should keep for yourself. Or on Ekadashis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said on Ekadashis, we can really contemplate on our own sadhana, what I am going through. It's called Singhavlokan, like a lion walks. When he walks, when he takes one step, he looks back. When he takes second step, again he looks back. So similarly, we are in a rat race, we are running, but there is no time to look back and move forward. So this introspection will help us. Am I really on the right path? Is my consciousness going in the right direction? So that will keep us on the track. Then there is a emotion of relief and an emotion of sacrifice. Long back, His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj wrote a book called Bhakti Bhav. How many of you have read that book, Bhakti Bhav? I read long time back, so I remembered something. He says, when we are new in Krishna consciousness, we feel we'll get a lot of relief. You know, from the heat of material world, we come under the shelter of Lord Nityananda, you know, and it's cooling shade. There's an emotion of relief. But after spending some time in Krishna consciousness, that emotion of relief evaporates. You know, now you are already relieved. Now, for feeling satisfaction, you need to do something else. But sometimes a devotee continues in the same phase, same mode of getting the emotion, of relishing that emotion of relief. But that relief won't come because initially the change of temperature was too much, from 45 degree to 20 degree. Now I'm in 20 degree only. So now I'm looking for that relief. The relief won't come. Now we want to get real emotional satisfaction. I have to replace this emotion of relief with the emotion of sacrifice. I have to go out and bring all other people who are suffering in the outside heat under this shelter. Then my emotions will be satisfied. You know? That is called Bharat Bhumi Te Haile Manushya Janam Jar. Janam Sarthak Kari Kar Paropkar. You know? So I got that relief and I'm continuing the same mode. Okay, I should keep on getting this relief. That won't happen. So that's why after a few years people say, I'm losing enthusiasm. That kind of thrill is not there. Because now that relief won't be there. I have to go out, sacrifice and bring new people in. That will give me the satisfaction. You know, like we see, making others' life meaningful is real meaningful life. You know, and we see all our acharyas, they have sacrificed so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shad Goswamis, all the acharyas, Guru Parampara, they made so many sacrifices. And see Prabhupada disciples, so many sacrifices. His Holiness Japtak Swami Maharaj, still in this condition, you know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So making others' life meaningful. Once he came to our temple, so I took up the courage and asked Maharaj, Maharaj, how in this condition also you are so enthusiastic? So Maharaj thought for some time. Maharaj said, Gaurang Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so ecstatic. What can I do? You know? Sharing with others, making others' life meaningful. And he's always in giving mood. He always has something in his hand. This is from Jagannath Puri. This is something like touching the stick in people's hand. People's head. Giving something. Always. Even he's on the wheelchair, he's always giving. I know. So making others' life meaningful. That will really give us emotional satisfaction. You know. So that was the last thing. So meaningful life, Prabhupada is saying, is one of the latter. Always follow my instructions and regulation and examples. Sorry, it's not regulations. Always follow my instructions and example. This should be your life and soul. This is his letter to Hans Sudut on 1st of October. That summarizes everything. Prabhupada is saying, if you want to make your life meaningful, follow my instructions and follow my example. You know, many devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you did so much for us. How can we pay you back? And Baba said, a disciple can never pay back to his guru. One who thinks like that is a joker. But still, you do as I did. You know? So that doesn't mean that we should also wait for when we get 70 years, then we'll start preaching. But Prabhupada says, follow my examples and follow my instructions. And that should be your life and soul. So these are 9 aspects of meaningful life. The first aspect was that we should always realize what is our real life and what is our real life, how to receive Bhakti Lata Beach, how to cultivate and how to protect our Bhakti Lata Beach. Second aspect was the proper attitude of being humble and helpless. Third aspect was project versus people orientation. Fourth was let every action be a festival. And fifth was Krishnarth Akhil Cheshta. Sixth was meaningful relationship. Seventh, being introspective. Eighth was emotion of relief and emotion of sacrifice. And eighth was urgent versus important. And ninth was this, emotion of relief and emotion of sacrifice, making others' life meaningful. So these 9 aspects, if we focus on these 9 aspects, these are my few thoughts I wanted to share. Any one of you can come and listen for me. Yeah.
Many a times I have observed in myself also and many other aspiring devotees and preachers, that is, when success is there, they find their life meaningful and their life in ISKCON meaningful.
Yeah.
When failure comes, they find, what is the use of me being here? Yeah. I am not successful. Whereas other persons, they are very successful. Yeah. Other temples you find there, so many youth preaching happening. And then he starts reasoning that this temple authority is not supporting. Maybe because of these reasons. Yeah. Find so different reasons of why not being successful. And my life in ISKCON in this temple is not meaningful. Yeah. So how to handle that situation? Because not everybody would join ISKCON or anybody would just preach would be successful to the extent of his own expectation or others' expectation. Because maybe of different circumstance. Maybe in a small temple where there are no finances. So how to find his life meaningful in ISKCON in spite of his failures everywhere? Our situation being very bad.
Yeah.
That's a very, lot of devotees, they come to me.
Yes.
90% they leave joining ISKCON or after joining ISKCON also.
Yeah.
They find themselves a little out of place. And everybody starts saying he's spaced out and like that.
Yeah, thank you very much. This is a very important aspect you have brought. And I should have touched upon this. Yes, very nice. Because we are coming from material world and we have our own concept of success. In the material world, the success means to be number one always, you know. And there are movies also like that, Cody number one, that number one. So, when I come here, then I have to be devotee number one only, you know. Preacher number one, sadhak number one, you know. And somehow in our system, we encourage that also. I know whenever senior devotee will come or our spiritual master will come, we take the youth preacher, college preacher, Maharaj is preaching in IIT, he's this, so many boys are chanting, and Maharaj is also blessed, pleased, you know. And other person who is not so successful, so he says, I'm nowhere, you know. I am also his disciple, but I am not recognized, you know. And then a kind of competitive feeling, enviousness, all these things start, his lower nature starts coming up, you know. And now this youth preaching has become like an elite class now. It's an elite, you know, elite class, you know, he's a youth preacher. and is preaching in big colleges, more refined, IIT, even more elite. A-class college, B-class college, C-class college, you know. So this is very external considerations. And this clearly shows lack of depth of Krishna consciousness. And somehow we have to be blamed for this only. You know, like we announce in the mornings, this person has done so many collections, so many book distributions, all externals. No one will announce this person has chanted 6 years on the tentatively. And no one will announce that, you know, yesterday he read for Prabhupada's books, he read for 3 hours with a lot of contemplation and introspection. No. And one was distributing books, no one will ask, are you reading the books? So everything is so external. And because whatever is appreciated, whatever is recognized, that becomes a hallmark of success. So I should also be appreciated, I should also be recognized, then I am advancing in Krishna consciousness. You know, we equate our advancement in spiritual life with kind of appreciation, recognition I am getting. So this thing has to be discussed amongst the devotees. This thing we have to impart in the training, grill inside them, this is the part of the training. And somehow we have to rotate all these youth preachers, they should be again rotated. Somehow or other, like, we have to really, this is, I think, the part of training. This is a problem with everyone. In all the temples we have this. Earlier, before youth preaching, life membership used to be there. One who can bring in money, he used to be appreciated, recognized. Then everyone wanted to be a collector. Now it's a youth preaching. You know, so it's like a fashion, you know. So then everyone wants to be a youth preacher. And a person doesn't even see what is my nature. And everyone is not meant for youth preaching also. If he's not getting success, he can see, okay, maybe it's not my nature. I can be a better pujari. Or I can be a better manager. Or I can be in the background also. So what? So one has to be very honest to himself. Because this is a very, very rare wealth we have got. And because of this external thing, being competitive, being so materialistic in our thought process, we lose this wonderful opportunity. And people leave ashram. And they say, Prabhuji, I was not properly engaged. You know, they'll say, because he'll never admit that I was not introspective. The engagements were given, but he was not putting his best, because he also wanted to be like him. So that's a big problem. So my solution to this is that more open discussions, more trainings. Yeah, please. Anyone can, yeah. Yeah, this is the point, yeah. Yeah, anyone can like to share this. Some senior devotees more or other. Youth preachers. I'm sorry I spoke like that. But yeah. Bolle Keshav, yes.
Hare Krishna. Very practical situation is this Kamalochan was brought out. So recently I had a discussion with one senior devotee in ISKCON, and we were discussing how in the initial days of ISKCON, whoever the devotee came from, any qualification, any background, whether it's educated, uneducated, he was skilled, but they were doing one thing common, everybody was doing, that was they were going out on Sankirtan and they were distributing books. So everybody was a Sankirtan devotee. But now what happens is, because we have so many departments, then there's competition and other things come. So my suggestion for this is, that's first 2, 3, 4 years in Krishna consciousness, instead of putting people in department, we should train them to send out on Sankirtan, street Sankirtan, book distribution, and what we sing in Gurvashtaka, Mahaprabho, Kirtana, Nitya Gita, Vaditra, Madhyan, Manasora, Sena. So these Vaishnava arts of chanting, dancing, and instruments, and Sri Vigrahara, Dhananityanana, worshipping the deities, Shringaratan, Mandir Marjana, cleaning the temple. So we were discussing that we can give a whole PowerPoint presentation on Gundicha Marjan, but the devotee may not know how to use the wiper and clean the floor. So that's what happened. And Chatur Vida Sri Bhagavat Prasad of cooking the bhoga and etc. So that these are the offerings and these are services in spiritual world also we do with it. And that's what spiritual master is engaged, and we should be also engaged in a similar fashion. But because these things are not emphasized, all these three verses, if you see, they are not spoken so much, at least in the present ISKCON scenario. At least this is my observation, no offense to anyone. But when I was young, this was one of the most important things. Jagannath Rath Yatra and the Aarti and the Kirtans were wild, you know, and people should dance so much like that. And unless there is a kurta is wet, you cannot say that you were in Kirtan and dancing. So that helps very much to free oneself from designation. Whether senior devotee, young devotee, educated, uneducated, everybody should come together, give up all shame and position and just chant and dance, cook. And Prabhupada did all of these things. So this is one my suggestion, that by which devotees relish real spiritual aspects. And along with that, they will become preachers, whatever their, swabhava or varna, ashram, whatever skill is there. Anyway, they will flourish. But the prominent thing which will come up is the Sankirtan devotee of being a soldier in the Sankirtan army. This is my suggestion.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Can you join this team of four friend devotees who gives a nice synopsis of the entire IIYC 2018? Okay. Adarishpu can lead it. Huh? So you just join the team, that's all. Somebody else can join who's very good at describing things and making a nice. We can bring out a small booklet at the end that, you know, these are the things which suggestions came, these are the questions which came. Let us more focus on down-to-earth practical problems, what you know, we are all facing before joining and after joining.
Atul Nishpahu,
we can just sit together so that when the questions come, these terms should not be only in the air. Yeah. Just throw it in.
Thank you. Very nice.
We record it, but it should be on the paper so that we can. This voice will be heard to all the
future
guidance, and also leaders should come to know also. Yeah, we can put it in IIC, ICC.
This is the purpose.
Yeah, purpose. So that most of the points you can extract.
Do not get lost.
So,
Tomorrow,
one more devotee can join who is good in.
Tomorrow, you can have a proper table.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice input. But what Mulikishpur said, we should engage the devotees when they join in the first things, Sankirtan, cooking, cleaning. But why you are not doing that? We know this, but still we don't do.
I'm more qualified.
No, they will be ready. The joinees will be ready to do that if this is the system. But still we don't do that. Demand. I need more manpower for my temple. And then I have to do preaching, bring in more manpower. So immediately put them in college preaching. So then bring in more manpower. Manpower demand. I need more people for my project. We don't engage. Because I need immediate manpower, so I put them in preaching, so they bring in more manpower.
You preach and bring people so that they can engage in these things.
Yeah.
But you take people from engaging in these things and put them to preach. It's a ulta way.
Ulta way, yes. Tabhi the problem. Because there's so much demand. Every temple needs devotees, 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 and there are no devotees. So those who join after a few months training, we just put them in preaching. So right from the beginning, they're having white collar service. So anyone can. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I'm Shivang from ISKCON Nasik. As Prabhuji raised the question of people getting attached to success and then they get demotivated. So I would share my small input. If we see our sampradaya, the mood of acharyas, ours is not a race which a single person runs. Ours is a relay race, which we always, one acharya has passed the baton to another and he moves it forward. So even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the mood that he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness all throughout the world. But he didn't see success in his life. But the way he planted seeds, one of his disciples went outside and he achieved what his guru wanted. So rather than we seeing success, even if Krishna willing, we will see it. If not, we can at least give our best sincerely and someone may get inspired and complete that in the future. So developing that attitude that ours is a relay race and not a one-man race who's going to put till the finish line.
Nice. Okay. Anyone else, please? Like his suggestion reminded me of one anecdote. Like once Yamuna Mataji was bringing lunch for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada asked Yamuna Mataji, did you teach these girls how to cook? So one Kaushalya Mataji was standing outside the room and she said, no Prabhupada, she didn't teach how to cook. So Prabhupada said to Yamuna Mataji, who was senior, if you are not sharing knowledge with your juniors, you will become envious. So that's what he's saying. We have to relay. We have to pass on the knowledge to the juniors and let them go forward. Yeah.
I am Aradha Bhagwan Das from Nagpur, ISKCON. Actually, I see our managers or leaders, they are so busy in their preaching and their own things. They are not able to give time to their those who are under them. So although they want preaching and all these things, I saw my temple devotees, they want preaching. But they told that we are not high class preachers, we can go to colleges and bring out. We can give class, we can inspire the boys. But for that, they are telling, no, you are not fit for that. Only if you are doing everything, counseling, everything, then only you can get the chance to give class. Otherwise, you are not fit for that. Then that will know, okay, we are not fit for youth preaching. So we will do something else. And because of that, they are spaced out. And because they are spaced out, they are thinking, okay, maybe we are not fit for youth preaching. Maybe we are not fit for this department. Then their mind giving more tension. And because of that, the relations between managers and the devotee got spoiled. So like that, problems comes. So, in my suggestion or request, if managers, they should understand this person's ability only, this only. He cannot go to college and counsel and preach and bring, but he can give class very nicely. So, once in a month or once in 15 days, they should give chance. But they are thinking, no, voice training means you have to follow these standards. And they are telling, oh, Baba, it is very difficult, maybe I cannot do all these things. So better I should go down only, I should not do. And they speak in such a way that they will realize you that you are not fit. Then they will become humble only. Okay, I should become humble devotee, I should stay here only, I should do only deity worship. This may be my job. They think in this way. So this request is there. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Now you are saying that they make college preaching very exclusive. They exclude everyone, that only some people can do this, very, very qualified people. They make it appear like that. And you are saying, no, even some other managers can also be allowed to go to the base or voice or give some lecture and come back. So he also satisfied. You are saying like that. No? But even that is not allowed. And the college preaching is kept as very, very high class, exclusive kind of thing. That's what you are saying. So your suggestion is that all the managers in the temple should also be included. They can also go and give classes in base. That's what is your suggestion, Prabhuji? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, my name is Siddharth from ISKCON Pune. We often find that now after some experience of youth preaching, there's a tendency that we become experts. And after we become experts, we feel now we don't need support of any seniors.
We don't need support of any equals. And everyone along with their bunch of counselees and projects becomes a kind of island. So this kind of culture I observed in some of us, which is creeping up, and people are there in their respective islands, in their own castles, along with their own praja. And as a result of which, what is happening is we are not learning how to synergize with other Vaishnavas. And the people who are under us, they are observing such an impersonal, yes, we take yatras, but we lead it. And we give classes and we are the ones who are leading it. We want everyone else to follow one person. So this preceptorship mentality is something that is creeping about in some of the youth preaching, some of the challenges which I personally see it. As a result of that, the sweetness of the Sangha is completely lost and the person end up seeing only one Vaishnava. In future what happens is, well, not all chemistry works out very well with the authority and subordinate. As a result, in case the person does not have any parallel relationship with his superior, he is going to lose connection to the entire Guru Parampara. And we end up losing many people. And also the kind of attitude which is generated in the subordinates is a very impersonal attitude that, okay, fine, once you become a top person, yes, we should be like that. And then there is the apex of the pyramid culture which is coming up. So this is one challenge which is likely coming. So success becomes a certain phenomena, but it may not be long lasting because of this kind of preceptorship mentality. Yeah. This is what something I wanted to contribute. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Friend. On 11th we'll get nectar.
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My name is Upendra from ISKCON Bangalore, Shri Jagannath Mandir. So I was just hearing the example given by our devotee from Nasik, the example of the relay race. I was actually contemplating on another example a few months back on this descending of Ganga to planet Earth. 3 generations it took. First generation in the seats sat, did meditation, whole life in meditation, no success. Then his descendant, he said he spent his whole life in tapasya, no success. And the third, Bhagirath. And unfortunate as it is, I remember only Bhagirath's name, not the previous two. So maybe others, I don't know it. But the one who was successful in finally getting the Ganga to earth, he is known. But you should know that even the previous two were instrumental. One more example came, was about this. Suppose there is a camel which will bend down if 0.5 kg of weight is put on it. And different people come and put different weights. 10 grams, 50 grams, 100 grams. And someone brings to the point of 490 grams or 499 grams. And just I come and just put 1 gram and then the camel sits. But I should not feel that it is me because of whom the camel has sat down. There are so many people in the past who are responsible for actually coming to the point of the success that has come. So maybe on an introspective level I can contemplate and try to keep myself cool rather than flying high in the sky.
And others also should think that the 50th gram person should also think, you know, I put the 50th gram even I don't get success. The problem is that when somebody is not successful, that is the time it gets onto their head and they leave. So they should know, I am putting the 50th gram, maybe somebody is going to the 60th gram, somebody is going to the 500th gram. So every endeavor, our existence in ISKCON and doing some kind of seva is adding to mine and also the preaching mission. Our existence in ISKCON itself is successful, is meaningful.
Yes, exactly.
So that's every devotee should be encouraged to feel like that.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah, behind Roj. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, myself Osho Raman from ISKCON Mira Road. Although I'm not quite, my contaminated tongue is not qualified to speak big words, but I would just share one narrative from Ramayana that the Jatayu pastime is very contemplative and beautiful in this narrative. Because just like when we are doing youth preaching, we are essentially trying to stop the living entities we are motivating them to give up enjoying mentality. But when Ravan was, he usurped Sita, essentially he wanted to be enjoyer. And when on the way, when he was carrying Sita, this devotee, this exemplary devotee of Lord Ram, Jatayu, he saw. So he also tried to stop Ravan from getting into this zone of sense enjoyment. But he tried his, that was also kind of preaching, because he wanted to stop somebody from doing sense enjoyment. That is essentially what we are doing. And he tried its level best to stop. He flapped his wings, trying to just push off Ravan from his chariot. Then eventually Ravan started overpowering him. He cut his one wing, and his wing profusely bleeding in blood. So many times we give our heart so much into our efforts to preach the living entity to, Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago. We are trying to wake the living entity up. But just like Jatayu, eventually Jatayu failed, and it was killed by Ravan. First, its first wing was cut off. And in that pitiable situation of profusely bleeding, he fell down, and eventually he died. So he tried preaching, but he terribly failed. Now we need to understand that we need to redefine our definition of success. Jatayu was victorious in defeat, because he failed to preach Ravan, but he became completely successful in remembering Lord Ram. All his attempts were an intense expression of his deep remembrance of Lord Ram. So he tried its level best to save this fellow Ravan, but what to do? It got eventually cut and it died. So we need to understand that Jatayu was actually victorious in defeat. So this is a very beautiful pastime. And not only that, not only it spent its last moments of its life in deep remembrance of Lord Ram, but the greater asset was that it spent its last moments right on the lap of the Absolute Truth. So this is a very beautiful narrative that can be very empowering and encouraging for us. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So Prabhuji is saying we have to redefine the success criteria. Very much nice. Because success doesn't mean external achievements. Success, he said, is the remembrance of the Lord. So externally I may not be getting the results, but if I am, it's making me more surrender to Krishna, more remembrance of Krishna, that's my success. Good. Anyone else please on yes, this? Sorry. Yeah, among
Hari. So I'd just like to share one anecdote. Of course many of you might have heard. Once there was one temple president, he called during the time of marathon three devotees for book distribution. And because the target was high, so he called the devotees, and these devotees were Suresh, Ramesh and Naresh. So these three devotees came. So Suresh and Ramesh were MBA in marketing, and he called them. He said, I have so much hope from both of you. You are MBA in marketing, so please distribute Bhagavad Gita and use your skills in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, of course. But where is Naresh? So Naresh Prabhu, he also came. He said, and he used to fumble a little bit. He would say, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Ah, Naresh, we were waiting for you. Baba, please come. So dear devotees, please go for book marathon. And these three devotees, they went for a book marathon. So they came back. So he asked, okay, Suresh, how much Bhagavad Gita you distributed? He said, 150 Bhagavad Gitas, Prabhuji. Yes, you are the man. Single day, 150 Bhagavad Gitas. Yes, you have shown that you had the skills and you made it, man. Bang on. Suresh, you did 150. Okay, Ramesh, how much you could do? Prabhuji, I could not do 150. I'm really sorry. Then how much? 250, Prabhuji. Ah, man. Marketing guy. Yeah, huina baat. Okay, but where is Naresh? Then, okay, Naresh also came. He said, Hare Krishna. Prabhuji. Naresh. So, how much? What is your score? पांच हो गए, कोई बात नहीं, इट्स ओके, यू नो, अल्टीमेटली इट्स एफर्ट बाबा, भक्ति इज ऑल अबाउट एफर्ट, इट इज एफर्ट ओरिएंटेड, इट इज नॉट रिजल्ट ओरिएंटेड, नो बाबा, नहीं प्रभु जी, नहीं प्रभु जी, पचास कर ले, अरे पचास कर ले, दिस इज जस्ट सी, दिस इज द अमेजिंग, पचास कर ले इसने, दिस इज ग्रेट, नहीं प्रभु जी, नहीं प्रभु जी, पांच सौ कर ली तूने, अरे ये मार्केटिंग के लोग ये 150-250 करे, तू 500 कैसे किया तूने, तो प्रभु जी आओ टेल देम भगवदगीता ले लो, नहीं तो पढ़ना शुरू करूं,
क्या नहीं पढ़ना नहीं, दे दे पढ़ना नहीं, so someone may have skills, someone may not have skills, but ultimately what matters is the fire, is it is a fire which one carries in the heart, that is most important. I remember around in 2010 I visited Radha Giridhari temple, it was in Sheds at that time, one devotee, and he was very rustic and not very clean clothes, and with the tears in his eyes he said, "Kaya Prabhuji, मैं एक दिन राधा गिरधारी के लिए ना बड़ा सुंदर मंदिर बनाऊंगा, मैं पैसा इकट्ठा करते करते मर जाऊंगा, लेकिन राधा गिरधारी के लिए बड़ा सुंदर मंदिर बनाऊंगा, एंड व्हेन ही वाज सेइंग दैट दैट टच्ड सो मच माय हार्ट दैट आई वाज इन टीयर्स दैट व्हाट बट एक्चुअली व्हाट वाज इंपॉर्टेंट वाज द फायर व्हिच ही वाज कैरिंग इन द हार्ट सो स्किल्स आर इंपॉर्टेंट सो वी मे नॉट बी सक्सेसफुल इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्किल्स बट वी शुड नॉट फील डिसअपॉइंटेड Because ultimately what is success is somehow we should engage ourselves. And how Krishna will empower us in what way we never know. We do not know. Because everyone wants public glory. But before public glory comes private victory. Nobody wants private victory because it's a hard task. Public glory is something very alluring, very lucrative. But before public glory comes private victory. Like there was one guy. God gave him a project. And the project was to, there was a huge piece of stone. He said, just push it. And he kept pushing it. 1 month passed. He kept pushing it. One month, nothing happened. So illusory energy came. Kya project liya tune? Lallu lal. You could not even budge the entire piece of stone, even an inch of a distance. What kind of useless project God has given to you? Resign from this project. Resign. Yeah, you are right. I could not do anything. So he invoked the presence of God. He said, God, I'm resigning from this project. I could not do anything. He said, but why are you resigning? He said, you told, I could not move the stone even an inch of a distance. But God said, I never asked you to push it, move it. I said, just keep pushing it. I never asked you to move it. Did I say that? I just said, just keep pushing it. Take off your shirt. He took off his shirt. There were six packs and biceps and triceps. And so sometimes externally the success is not happening. But internally the transformation is happening. And that transformation, that's a success. That's a success. And then external success will also come. He'll go to say WWF and he'll get gold medal, whatever like that. But first comes private victory. So that struggle is there to make us strong. And obstacles are all there, as mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavata, they are all servants of Krishna. And they are there to make us strong. And when we are strong, then we are empowered to a greater extent. So that way we should not feel disappointed in case there is no success coming. When Krishna will do what? And he will empower our vani, our hearts, our thoughts. What will happen, when will happen, he knows better. But we have to just keep ourselves engaged and never ever feel disappointed. Like usually we say, either we win or we learn. Yes, either we win or we learn. So there is a learning period also. And learning period also takes some time within our external success, but we should not feel disappointed. Thank you very much.
Should we go ahead? This time is there.
Yes. Hare Krishna. I will speak in Hindi. Is it okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. मेरा एक अनुभव है एक मंदिर के बारे में. मैं वैसे इस्कॉन बरोड़ा से हूँ, लेकिन उसके पहले मैं एक मंदिर में था. वहां पर हाँ इस्कॉन मंदिर में ही था. वहां पर बहुत सारे प्रचारक थे जो प्रचार करते थे और काफ़ी सक्सेसफुल प्रीचर्स थे. बहुत सारे काउंसलर्स उनके थे, लेकिन अलग अलग काउंसलर्स में आपस में सामंजस्य नहीं था.
जिसके प्रभाव से कुछ काउंसलर ऐसे थे जिनके प्रचार से कुछ डिवोटीस आए, और उन काउंसलर्स ने उनको ये भरोसा दिलाया कि आप आश्रम ज्वाइन करिए, मैं आपकी जिम्मेदारी लूंगा। और इस्कॉन के बिहाफ पर उन सारे ब्रह्मचारी ने ज्वाइन किया और वो मंदिर में अपनी सेवा करने लगे। उसमें कई सारे टैलेंटेड लोग भी थे जो अलग अलग कॉलेजेस में प्रीचिंग करते थे। लेकिन कुछ समय बाद आपस में इन सभी प्रचारकों के मध्य में, जो कि बाकी डिवोटीज को लेके आए थे, उनके मध्य में विवाद हुआ, और विवाद के कारण बहुत सारे क्वालिफाइड प्रीचर्स वो वापस चले गए और उनके काउंसलर्स भी छोड़ के चले गए। और बाद में जब इन डिवोटीज ने, जिन्होंने ज्वाइन किया था, उन्होंने पूछा टेम्पल अथॉरिटीज से कि अब हम किसके अंडर में हैं, कौन हमारी जिम्मेदारी लेगा, तो इनडायरेक्टली आंसर ये मिला कि जो आपको लेके आया था उसकी जिम्मेदारी है। तो जब हम प्रचार करते हैं, तो अगर हम किसी प्रचारक को भेजते हैं तो हमें ये बता के भेजना चाहिए कि हम पूरी जिम्मेदारी ले रहे हैं कि ये हमारा ही प्रचारक है, और मंदिर को आप ज्वाइन कर रहे हो, ना कि किसी प्रचारक को। और जब जो डिवोटीज ये लेके आए थे उन्होंने मंदिर छोड़ा, उसमें बहुत सारे टैलेंटेड लोग थे और इस्कॉन का लॉस हुआ। बाद में इन सारे डिवोटीज ने आपस में ये डिस्कस किया तो उनको पता चला कि अगर मैनेजर्स या जो टेंपल अथॉरिटीज हैं उनके बीच में सामंजस्य नहीं होता है तो हम सबको ऐसा छोड़ना पड़ता है। तो प्रीचिंग के प्रति उनका भाव चला गया, वो अच्छे से प्रचार नहीं कर पाए। और जब दूसरे मंदिरों में गए, अगर कोई बच गए उनमें से जो दूसरे मंदिरों में गए, तो कई गुना अच्छा प्रचार करके उन्होंने दिखाया। तो इससे हमें एक चीज सीखने को मिलती है कि अगर हम प्रचारकों को भेजते हैं अलग अलग जगहों पर प्रचार करने के लिए, तो उनको ये बताकर भेजें कि आप खुद नहीं ज्वाइन करा रहे हो बल्कि इस्कॉन को ज्वाइन करा रहे हो।
या नथिंग इज कमिंग फ्रॉम बिहाइंड, पीछे से कोई सजेशंस हैं? यस,
हरे कृष्ण, मुरली श्याम दास फ्रॉम बैंगलोर, वॉज फ्रॉम लीगल डिपार्टमेंट बैंगलोर, फाइटिंग अगेंस्ट ऋत्विक। I don't know the topic I am raising is relevant or not. There are so many temples in ISKCON who are struggling in youth preaching, who has not made many brahmacharis. There are so many. And when we preach to the students also, they go to either Delhi, Bangalore, and after the course we are not able to follow with them. So is there any discussion how to understand these problems? And the preachers who are in many temples, who are successful in other aspects other than youth preaching, like building temples or doing other things, are not respected. The same brahmacharis are not so respected as the brahmacharis from the youth preaching temples are respected. There are so many senior brahmacharis. For example, in Bangalore I am staying in a communication temple where every 3 years the whole management changes. The whole management changes and everybody changes. There is one from a congregation temple. But there is very one sincere devotee, Kanai Baldev, or Kishore we call him. He's a grihastha, but he's living, his wife is living in Orissa. He's here for the past so many years. From morning to night, he's there cooking for everybody. He's there for 15 years, I'm seeing him. The youth preachers, how much they respect him, it is because he is a simple Bengali, very nice devotee. Whenever I go, he gives prasadam. And the respect, he is never asked to give a class. I don't see brahmacharis taking association from him. So there is a class of brahmacharis who are respected too much, and there are some class of brahmacharis, though by dedication we can see they are really dedicated, they are not respected, not heard of. And so I'm just presenting the problem. So And another suggestion, completely out of thing, is we are here and WhatsApp is so famous now. If it is a healthy trend, we have to discuss this really with the seniors. If it is okay, if we can form a group, WhatsApp group of all the youth leaders, where we can share our ideas, problems, I think it would be nice. If it is there, I don't know, I'm not part of it. If it is not there, we have the numbers of all the senior leaders here. If it is okay, and really all the seniors should be there, and there should be a criteria who can join. If it is okay, can we promote this idea? Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Prabhuji has given a nice idea that all the youth preachers, we can form one group of on the WhatsApp and we can share our ideas, our problems. How many of you are in favor of this? You can raise your hands. How many of you like that? There can be one group of youth preachers. One WhatsApp, one platform where we can share our ideas, our problems, our suggestions on youth preaching. Can please raise your hands. Yeah, good response. So we can note down this session. This is a nice session. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji, any other ideas how to, like Kamalashan Prabhu raised this problem, that this youth preaching being so exclusive. Yeah, yeah.
My name is Kewalf. I am from ISKCON Pune. I just do some little services in one of the youth centers. So, like many times, many devotees have this philosophical understanding how to handle success and failures, how to handle failures in life. But many times, more than philosophical understanding, means what I had experienced in Pune, how leaders deal with this is, if any devotee is facing this difficulty that he is not being recognized or is not being successful, so some taste of success is needed for some devotees. So leaders there, they nicely engage them. They try to counsel him and try to find out what is the area in which he is expert in. So they try to provide some sense of accomplishment in that regard. So that devotee also feels that yes, I am. He may not be good in book distribution. He may not be good in youth preaching, but maybe he may be good in some different aspect of youth preaching, either by book distribution or in kirtans. So if the leaders, they try to engage devotees according to their nature and their skills and talents, so everybody feels some sense of accomplishment in this regard and they remain happy.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone from small centers, like Madhushyam Prabhu said, youth preaching is not so active and still they are facing challenges doing youth preaching. My Prabhu said it's a very nice platform for venting out our. Okay.
We are expected to surrender.
Just 1 minute.
Yeah.
Our Bhaktivinoda Prabhu is young at heart. And he is our very old friend of everyone. I hope everybody knows him. Actually, there is nobody in ISKCON who doesn't know him. He's quite famous and he's all rounder. And he actually creates a very provocative and thoughtful
atmosphere
among all of us. So let us hear a small concluding 5 minutes talk from him.
We are expected to surrender everything. But Prabhupada says, don't surrender your common sense. Prabhupada also says, charity begins at home. We have, by Prabhupada's initiative, we have many, many children. At least one place you should be aware that the so-called Gurukul, which was supposed to be a Gurukul in Vrindavan, it has. If you think you have gone through problems, You should see this institution of Prabhupada. You have no, I do not know how many of you know about the history of the Gurukul in Vrindavan. It had a roller coaster ride. At least two times, to my knowledge, they tried to close it down. A project started by Prabhupada. They tried to close it down two times. I'm not going into the hows and whys of it. All I'm trying to say is, they are also, you know, even if you don't think of them as devotees, at least they are under our care. We don't know whether they will become devotees or not, but right now they are under our care. We are going to every place to try to preach. People travel from Bombay to how many places, from, you know, other places. But right at our backyard, 300 boys are there. 300. You know, I have seen in the youth preaching pamphlet, don't graduate into nothingness. I don't know what you mean by that. Don't graduate into nothingness. But what I want to say is, these boys in our school, they do not have to follow any government syllabus till they are in the 8th standard. That means they are fully under our care till 8th standard. 100% under the care of the school started by Prabhupada. After 8th standard, they may have to follow some syllabus because they may want to go to college or whatever. Till that 8th standard, they never experience, even for a few days, they do have an alternative lifestyle when they leave the school. Even if they go to college, they still have the alternative to join a temple. Am I making myself clear? It doesn't pass their consciousness. The temple, joining a temple is also an alternative. And we are trying to shave up people who are, you know, already in many colleges and they are struggling to, you know, maybe support the family because family is a... But these boys are already under our care. 300 of them. What are we doing for them? For whatever age they join, I don't know from what age they are joining, till 8, everything is under our control. But then they vanish into nothingness after that. I happened to be in one graduation ceremony. One, let us say, a big leader in ISKCON, he happened to be there and he said, please don't give up chanting. How many rounds are you chanting? Somebody said 4, somebody said 5. What are we doing with them? They are not distracted by anything in the world. They are not having a WhatsApp and they are not having a Twitter. They are not having anything. And they are not chanting. Of course, they do have classes where they chant Brahma Samhita. They do have... There are many things. What I mean to say is, why should the grass be green on the other side only? Prabhupada started this project. Should not this project have some useful purpose? And all of you are traveling to so many different colleges and so many different places. You know, in engineering colleges, they have something called industry exposure. Second year, third year, 1 month, second, 2 months, they go, some industry exposure is there. I've been thinking, why not these boys? I don't know how you will actually work it out. But I'm saying, say from the age of, 13, 14, suppose they have a holiday for 15 days or 20 days or whatever, 3 times in a year, 2 times in a year, the holidays are there. Can't they let them go to home, but can't they come to some temple for some exposure? Some people may say, who is going to look after them? Well, they can send a monitor. Excuse me? 2 minutes. Left. Or you are adding 2 more minutes. Anyway, this is one of the things I am trying to tell. That how many of you think that Gurukul still belongs to Prabhupada? Please raise your hand. Okay, thank you. How many of you think it doesn't belong to ISKCON or Prabhupada? You think so? It doesn't belong to ISKCON or Prabhupada? Please tell me why. That is a problem, because we are not caring for that. That is the whole issue.
You should speak to the manager.
They'll come to us. They'll come to us. What I'm trying to say is, you're all youth preachers. What about them? Are they youth or not?
Children.
When somebody is in 8th standard and going to planning for the graduation, how can we say they are? I mean, also they belong to us. You see, you have not. Do you really have a moral obligation to the boys in different colleges and universities? Do you feel you have a moral obligation to them?
IICC we can do.
Huh? What is that? What is that?
Children can register.
Anyway, no, I'm making it a little bit more serious than that. What I mean to say is, you see, we advertise, we go to different places, we have that Gurukul advertisement you can see anywhere and everywhere, and we are spending a lot of time, a lot of money. If that school closes, what you will feel? Is it a failure of Prabhupada project or not? Is it an ISKCON failure or not? I think if you're going to have a group discussion, I will not think of any other forum better suited than this forum to discuss that issue. Even nothing happens about that, I don't mind. But I would like you to come forward in one of the group discussions. If you wish, I also can participate in that. Because I've seen that school from the very, very, very early days. Very, very early days. So my humble request is, please come forward, let us do something for that school. It has escaped twice closing down. I do not know whether it may come again on the third time. Please think about it. I'm sorry for bringing it up. How many of you really think it needs attention? It's a serious problem. Please raise your hand. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm done.
So, thank you very much, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu. And thanks to all of you. And thanks to all of you for attentively listening. And I beg forgiveness if I have offended anyone. And I request all of you to pray for me that I can really make my life meaningful for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anand Koti Vaishnavrind ki, IYC 2018 ki, Dai Gaur Premanande.
Thank you, Rukmini Krishna Prabhu, for a wonderful presentation. So, the next program is Mahaprasada Govinde. Now, we're going to have, but before that, some announcements are there. Tomorrow morning program, as usual, will start at 4:30 with Mangalarti. The only change is that we are going to have Bhagavatam class at 7:45. Generally, we have after 8 o'clock, but tomorrow we'll have it at 7:45. 4:30 onwards, the program will start. Those who are staying in Bhainder, Zaika, for them, the buses will start from 4 o'clock. The vehicle, 4 o'clock, the bus will start from there, or the vehicle will start from there to bring them here for Mangalarti. And in the evening, the vehicle will go after Krishna Katha, that is around 9:15. So those who are staying in the afternoon, if they wish to go, there will be transportation for them, vehicle for them. So those who are staying there, please note, by 4 o'clock, if you are ready, then the buses or the vehicles will be there, ready at 4 o'clock, and they will bring you here right in time for Mangalarti. And tomorrow, program, as I had mentioned, tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam class will be by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. And then we will have, after the Bhagavatam, we'll have breakfast, and 10:30 we will assemble here for the morning session. But before that, it's not that we are ending. Today we have Krishna Katha. So after Prasadam, 7:30, Krishna Katha will be here in this hall. So all of you can come back here. And today's Krishna Katha will be given by His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu. So I request all of you, please be on time. Right after these announcements, you can go for prasadam. And then after your prasadam, please come back here. We'll have Krishna Katha. Tomorrow we will have, as I said, Bhagavatam. And then 10:30 we are going to have a presentation by ISKCON Pune on startup of a voice. Then 12:15 we are going to have a presentation by ISKCON Chowpatty devotees, attracting the city boys. Then we'll have lunch at 2 o'clock. And 4 o'clock onwards we have group presentations, group tasks. 20 minutes presentation, we will have 5 minutes feedback and discussion. We will discuss more on this tomorrow. We will give you more details. I am just giving you few topics which we are going to have in the group discussion. We will have envisioning employment, protecting Krishna consciousness, innovative, independently thoughtful preaching versus traditional approach. We'll have cultivating and training the congregation children. We're going to have something for the children. So, and also we are going to have a topic, overcoming comfort zone. Why am I speaking on these topics is that tomorrow, when the groups will be divided, you have to choose where you would like to go, which is your area, which you would, yeah, you can see here. Today? We are just giving them topics so maybe they can contemplate which group they would like to join. Is that okay? You want us to join, divide the groups after Krishna Katha? Okay, Kamalochan Prabhu is suggesting that after Krishna Katha itself, we will have the division of the groups. You can choose your group so that you have enough time to decide, to contemplate, to come up with some good ideas. So these are the good the group tasks.
These are some of the chosen leaders from our side.
I'm speaking.
People can then join in. Right now we can have a show of hands.
Right now? Or after Krishna Katha? After the answers. Okay. So what you're seeing here, are you able to read behind? Can you see it clearly? Huh? Can you increase the size? Yeah, you can show one by one and just increase the size so that everyone can see. Yeah, just show one group at a time so that they can see. Make it full screen.
Somebody can read it also.
Okay, can you see now? Okay, maybe yes, somebody can. I'm reading it. I have it here. Okay, this is the first one. And these names which we are reading, these are the leaders for the group chosen by us, and others can join this group. So Mohan Gaurachandra Prabhu from Bahadurgarh, Nimai Anand Prabhu from Kolkata, Vaikunth Chandra Prabhu from Rohini Temple. So these three will be in this group, the first group. Go on for the second one. Second is innovative, independently thoughtful preaching versus traditional approach. Okay, yes, those who are, whose names are being read or are here, they can stand up if they are here in this so that others can know whom to go. So we will start with the first one, Mohan Gaurachandra Prabhu, Nimai Anand Prabhu from Kolkata, he is there behind, Vaikunth Chandra Prabhu from Rohini, is he here? Sorry? Oh, yet to come, okay. So at least these two devotees. Second is innovative, independently thoughtful preaching versus traditional approach. We have in this Amogh Leela Prabhu from Dwarka. Can you stand, Prabhu, so others can see you? Thank you. Chaitanya Leela Prabhu from Chowpatty. Yes. Anantashesh Prabhu from Kakinada. Anantashesh Prabhu, yes. And Jagannath Kripa Prabhu from G.V. Vada. Is he here? Okay, at least three. Where's the third devotee? Chaitanya Leela Prabhu. Yeah, okay. So these three devotees, those who want to join this group, can approach them. Please sit down. Thank you, Prabhu. Third group, cultivating and training the congregation children. Krishna Dhan Prabhu from Nasik. Is he here? Okay. When I'm taking the name, please stand up so others can see you. Madhavendra Puri Prabhu from Chapati. Is he here? Madhavendra Puri Prabhu. Okay, he's not there. And Gauranga Priya Prabhu from Chapati. Okay. So at least Krishna Dhan Prabhu is there. All of you can approach. Still sit down. Fourth group, overcoming comfort zone. We have Nimai Nitai Prabhu from Juhu. Is he here? Nimai Nitai Prabhu? Okay, he's there behind. Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu from Chaupati. He's there. Vaikunth Vraj Prabhu from Punjabi Bagh. Yeah, he's here. So these three devotees, those who wish to join this group, should approach them. Then group 5, please sit down. Group 5, my counselee, my property. Nice group. And we have nice devotees. We have Rukmini Krishna Prabhu from Punjabi Bagh. Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu from Juhu. Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu, is he here? Okay. And Sachi Pran Prabhu from Amravati. Okay, please. Thank you. Then we have further group tasks. 6. We have around 9 good topics. We have youth preaching and temple management dynamics. How to work out that. We have a lot of devotees. Acharya Ratna Prabhu from Kolkata. Is he here? It's not. Maybe he's arriving to. Murali Krishna Prabhu from Punjabi Bagh. He is here. Maharas Prabhu from Kolkata. Kolkata devotees have not come. Chaitanya Avatar Prabhu from Juhu. He's there. Chaitanya Avatar Prabhu. Okay. Then group 7 is United Preachers, United ISKCON. Anantashesh Prabhu from Amravati is here. Rasananda Prabhu from Ujjain. Rasananda Prabhu is not here. Lakshmipati Gaur Prabhu from Tirupati. Okay, so these two devotees are here. Thank you, Prabhu. Please sit down. Balancing, the next group is balancing individual growth and institutional growth. How to balance that? We have Antar Dweep Prabhu from Pune. Is he here? Okay, Antar Dweep Prabhu is standing behind. Keshav Murari Prabhu from Rohini. Yet to arrive. Okay. And Nanda Dulal Prabhu from Chopati. Is he here? Okay, so we have Antadweep Prabhu and I think Keshav Murari Prabhu and Nandadulal Prabhu will arrive. That's a group 8. Thank you, Prabhu. Group 9, drug addiction. Is it for brahmacharis? I mean. Yeah, give him a mic. He will clarify it.
What is that? That's good. I have I've been living in Punjab. Unfortunately, I didn't know it will be discussed now. I thought this will be tomorrow. So No, discuss means the groups. Okay. The groups will be discussed now, I didn't know, because I had something, some masala in it to show it to people, why they should attend this. No, what I want to say is, I have made, you know, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle. As somebody mentioned, you know, just now, that I say serious things in a humorous way. So, we have heard about Raganugas, and I'm introducing a new kind of people called Draganugas. And I have formed four of those principles also for them. What is it? It is in my, you know, brochure. I want to tell you, don't laugh at this problem. As Prabhu mentioned, who were the first people Prabhupada spoke to? Who did Prabhupada speak to when he landed in America? Who was his audience? Huh?
drug addicts. I didn't know, I actually have a quotation Prabhupada spoke in London, August 1971, if I'm not mistaken, the date is 20th. And Prabhupada says, why? That is the special prerogative of Krishna consciousness. And what's he talking about? He's telling, nothing works for a drug addict. And if they are thrown in jail, they get worse. Very serious problem. The situation that Prabhupada faced when he landed in America is happening in India. And our Atul Prabhu, he was saying that when he travels in train, everything is so quiet because people are on WhatsApp. The culture has changed. The culture has changed so much that Prabhu also mentioned that the four Kumaras didn't listen to the parents. Culture is changing so much. The same situation that Prabhupada faced in America, the drug problem, it is coming in India. I'm forewarning you, this drug addiction problem, you may not think it's a problem. But that is how all the problems start. In the start, you don't think it's a problem. One of the four regulative principles is no intoxication. Am I right? But you don't think people can actually survive without drugs. There are people who are so much addicted to it, they can't survive. And I want to tell you one thing, why the government is very keen about it. When the industry sells cigarette, the government thinks there is some employment in the cigarette companies, and the cigarette companies are paying some tax, so they don't stop it. In the liquor industry, the government is thinking some employment is coming to the people, and stamp tax is also coming to the government, so they don't stop it. Gambling, they don't stop. Slaughterhouse, they don't stop. Government doesn't help ISKCON in stopping gambling. We have four early principles. Except this part of intoxication, government will not help ISKCON. This is the only place the corporates, the government, and the academics. All the three will support you for this project. Especially the first time use abusers. Yeah. Yeah, but I have to tell them why it is they should be interested. There is a special category of drug addicts called first-time offenders. They can be saved. First-time drug abusers can be saved. And minor drug addicts. Minor means underage. Yeah. Yeah, that I'm going to inform them because they may not be...
We are going to form all the groups right now. We need group. Some... Achha. Right now also, then we
okay.
should do it.
No, I'm trying to... Please, what I'm trying to say is, don't neglect it as if it is not important. That's what I'm trying to say. So I would like to know, I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, I don't want to embarrass myself. I'll leave it to you. If you think it is serious enough, you approach me, then I'll give you the relevant information.
No, Prabhuji, what we are going to do right now, we are going to have all the group leaders standing at different position and people will join them right now, right away. So the groups will be made and then later discussion can be done. Thank you, Prabhu. I also agree that drug is a big problem. I went to one college to give a lecture. I didn't know what's the problem there. And generally when I start my lecture, there were 200 students sitting there, all wearing coat and all, very high-class college. And generally I start with a joke just to make it light. I crack the joke and nobody laughed. You can imagine my position here. Yeah? You're here to give a lecture. You crack a joke and nobody laughed. I was like, what? Then, I had to give a lecture, 1 hour lecture. I gave a lecture in between, a lot of questions, hardly any response. And when I was looking at their face, you see, now I'm looking at your face, of course, I can see the response, you are understanding what am I saying. When I was looking at their face, it was just like this. I mean, as if I don't exist. And I gave the entire lecture, worst lecture of my life, but then I gave the entire lecture. And after that I asked the devotee who was accompanying me, he was a professor, and I said, did I make any mistake? He said, no, why? Well, it was a very good lecture. I said, I don't think so. I said, they were all drug addicts. They were all drug addicts. So they didn't know what's happening, right? They were asked by the authorities to sit there. They were just sitting there. I said, if you would have told me before. Well, anyway, so that's really a major problem in many of the colleges where we go. The principal asks us, please speak on drug problems. So yes, so what we are going to do now, we just announced the names of the devotees who will be, and it is also here, who will be heading the group. And as we were discussing, that we will make the groups right now so that all of you can contemplate, think till tomorrow, and you can discuss amongst yourself also. So those leaders, I mean the names whose names were taken, I request all of them to come here. So stand in a group so they can, all others can join, and then we can note down all the names and you can start discussion amongst yourself. Before that, some announcement, one important announcement which I wanted to make was that nowadays before, like when we give the class, generally we say Inki Jai, Unki Jai. We also say, we have added in ISKCON, this is for your information, Mobile Band Rakhne Walon Ki. So, and whenever I give class or course, I generally make it a point, I said, if anyone's mobile rings, he will have to sponsor tomorrow's prasadam. Unfortunately, I can't do it here, all are brahmacharis, right? They will say, Prabhuji, send the bill to the temple. So that's why. But please keep your mobile on silent mode during the lectures and during the presentation. So I'm just reading out the names of the devotees. Please come here, those devotees, and then those who wish to join them. You have it here, all the... I'll also read it. So please join and make the groups, and after that we will go for prasadam. And right after prasadam, please come back here for Krishna Katha. Group 1, Mohan Gaur Chandra Prabhu, Nimai Anand Prabhu and Vaikuntha Chandra Prabhu. Please come here. It is envisioning employment, protecting Krishna consciousness. And all three of you, if you are here, Mohan Gaur Chandra Prabhu, Nimai Anand Prabhu and Vaikuntha Chandra Prabhu. So they are here, all those, you can have that topic which I am speaking here on that.
And all should be part of some group. Everybody should be part of some group.
Yeah, and all of you should be part of some or other group. Not that let others be there. We also need audience. We have enough audience, so be part of some group. Second group, innovative, independently thoughtful preaching versus traditional approach. Amog Leela Prabhu, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu, Anant Shesh Prabhu and Jagannath Kripa Prabhu. They can be here. You can just guide them one group. Amog Leela Prabhu, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu, Anant Shesh Prabhu and Jagannath Kripa Prabhu. Three of you are there. So Suresh, Ramesh and Naresh all are there, right? Okay, cultivating and training the congregation children. Krishnadhan Prabhu, Madhavendra Puri Prabhu and Gorang Priya Prabhu. Madhavendra Priya Prabhu is not there. Okay, Krishnadhan Prabhu, you can make them stand somewhere. Overcoming comfort zone, Nimai Nitai Prabhu, Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu and Vaikuntha Vraj Prabhu. Anyone here? Please come. So please, all of you pay attention. You have to join one or the other group. So you have to choose now. And you can start also right now. These groups I have already announced. Those who wish, please go to them and we'll have your names there. Please go to them. You can start. Group 5, My Counseling, My Property. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu, Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu and Sachi Pran Prabhu. Those who wish to join group should come here where Rukmini Krishna Prabhu is standing. Group 6, Youth Preaching and Temple Management Dynamics. Acharya Ratna Prabhu, Murli Krishna Prabhu, Maharas Prabhu and Chaitanya Avatar Prabhu from Juhu. Here he is standing. Youth Preaching and Temple Management Dynamics. Group 7, United Preachers, United ISKCON. United Preachers, United ISKCON, Anantashesh Prabhu, Rasananda Prabhu and Lakshmipati Gaur Prabhu. I think you have to stand some, yes. This is for United Preachers and Group 8, Balancing Individual Growth and Institutional Growth. I am seeing so many of you are just sitting there. Are you waiting for the last group? What are you waiting for? So, Balancing Individual Growth. Antardweep Prabhu? Where is Antardweep Prabhu? Oh, he is here. Antardweep Prabhu is here. Keshav Muraj Prabhu is not. And the last group, Drug Addiction. Bhakti Vinod Prabhu is holding everyone. So, yeah, let them be. Those who are please sitting there, please join some group and then we are going to again finally announce the groups. Please don't stand there. Join one of the groups. Those devotees who are standing there, are they with someone?
Please, come on.
Please come and join some of the group. Any group you like, please join. Hare Krishna. I feel any devotees who are standing behind also, please come. Now it's there. So all the groups are ready. What you'll do is
the leaders will tell you.
You'll give them a call.
Hare Krishna, we request all the devotees to kindly participate in one of the group. We are reading out the names once again. And we request the leaders to kindly raise their hands. As we read the name of the group, the leader and the associates, please raise your hands so your group is distinctly identified. Okay? Is it clear? So the first topic is envisioning employment, protecting Krishna consciousness. Mohan Gaur Chandra Prabhu, Nimayanand Prabhu, you are there. The whole group, please raise your hand. Okay, so this is the envisioning employment, protecting Krishna consciousness group. Loud Hari Bol for them. Group 2, innovative, independently thoughtful preaching versus traditional approach. And we have Amog Leela Prabhu, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu, and Anantashesh Prabhu Kakinada, and Jagannath Kripa Prabhu from GV Vada. So, Prabhus, where's your group? So please raise your hands, those who are with this group, group 2. Hari Bol!
I am requesting all the devotees, please don't start discussion right now. Hear to the instructions. I'm very happy to see your enthusiasm. The devotees have already started discussion and they are not bothered about what instructions are going on. So please pay attention and then we can discuss.
Group 3, cultivating and training the congregation children. And we have Krishna Dhan Prabhu, Madhvendra Puri Prabhu, and Goranga Priya Prabhu. Prabhu, where is your group?
Raise your hand, Krishna Dhan Prabhu.
The devotees with this group, raise your hands. Hari Bol. Group number 4, overcoming comfort zone. We have Nimai Nitai Prabhu from Juhu, Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu from Chopati, and Vaikunth Viraj Prabhu from Punjabi Bagh. So you have your people with you. Loud Hari Bol. Group 5, my counselee, my property. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu, Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu and Sachi Pran Prabhu. You have your people. You have noted down the names. Aloud Hari Bol. So these are the groups for tomorrow's presentation. And we have some groups for next day. Group 6, youth preaching and temple management dynamics. Acharya Ratna Prabhu, Murli Krishna Prabhu, Maharas Prabhu and Chaitanya Avatar Prabhu from Juhu. So you have all the people with you. Hari Bol. Group number 7. United
Please
Preachers.
Please be in the group. You still have some more instructions. Please don't leave right now.
Yes. United Preachers, United ISKCON. Anantashesh Prabhu, Amravati, Rasanand Prabhu, Ujjain, Lakshmipati Gaur Prabhu, Tirupati. And devotees. Please raise your hands. Hari Bol. And for the group 8, balancing individual growth and institutional growth, we have Antardweep Prabhu along with Keshav Murari Prabhu, and Nand Dulal Prabhu from Chowpatty. So you have your group members? How many of them? Oh, big group. Hari Bol! And last but not the least, we have group number 9, drug addiction, Bhakti Vinod Prabhu, and team members. So who all are there with? Yes. Hari Bol! Thank you so much. So please hear to the next few announcements. They are very important for you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. I'm really grateful to all of you that you participated. Now, the group discussion, you have to do it. The presentation, you will get time starting from tomorrow. The presentation may include not necessarily just a lecture. It may be a drama. It may be a skit or anything you can have. Presentation, PPT, use whatever resources. You know, we are taught in TTC 1 and TTC 2. Remember everything and then download it. So whatever it is, use it, try to make it as interesting, inspiring and informative. So, and now you have time to discuss. So for today, the program is that now after the discussion, you can go and take prasad and then you can go back to your places. We have cancelled Krishna Katha for today evening. Devotees are saying Hari Bol. What is this? I'm surprised. I thought I'll get the feedback. No, no, Prabhuji, no. We are not leaving this place unless we hear Krishna Katha. And they were saying Hari Bol. Horrible. I'm sorry. It's horrible, yes. But yes, we know many of you have come today. Many of you have traveled long distance. And that's the reason, considering all that, for today only, we have changed the program. But you can discuss now, if you wish. You can sit anywhere in this hall, and after that go for prasadam. 7:30 will be prasadam. We will be starting 7:30 prasadam. 7:30 to 8:30, after that you can go back to your places. Tomorrow presentation starts at 4 o'clock. Afternoon session. Morning session will not be. Morning session is presentation by ISKCON Pune on Startup of Voice and by ISKCON Chowpatty on Attracting the City Boys. 20-minute presentation. So in 20 minutes, whatever is your topic, how you want to present, it's up to you. Any other question, any clarification regarding group would you like to have? We are here. Any questions you have? Any clarification? Yes.
Day 1, day 2.
Oh yes, that can be done. Yes, if you wish, you can be in 2 groups, day 1 and day 2. In case you wish to have it, that's also possible. And as I had announced, those of you who have not registered when you came inside, before going, you please register yourself. And we have updated accommodation list put outside. If you are not sure about your accommodation or if you have not got it, please check it. And in any case, if you have any queries, our desk is here, you can ask them. Yes. Prasadam Hall is right behind. Chaitanya Hall, you can ask. Morning where we had taken the Prasadam and afternoon, Prasadam Hall is same. Please go. And also if you need any assistance, the numbers are there outside. You can have the numbers. Those who are staying in Zaika in Bhayandar, they have the transportation facility right after Prasadam. It will start at